USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The black nationalist accused of driving through a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in a court where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted of any homicide charges. A snowstorm is already impacting parts of the country. Snow falling in cities like Minneapolis as the system moves through the region. Parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois are under a winter storm warning, as some areas could see up to a foot of snow. That storm on Saturday expected to bring snow and freezing rain to Georgia and the Carolinas. USA Radio News.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
President Biden is updating progress on infrastructure improvements.
I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed 2 months ago unites us around things we all depend on.
Biden adding their plans to protect the health of Americans by working to ensure clean water through the replacement of pipes.
We've also released an action plan to replace all of our nation's lead pipes in the next decade. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. Everyone in this country should be able to turn on the faucet and drink clean water.
The President and First Lady spending their weekend in Delaware. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole to an inmate.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A union for flight attendants is accusing the CDC of loosening rules for quarantine after COVID-19 exposure at the behest of the airline industry as the Omicron variant continues to rage across the globe. The CDC shortening the recommended quarantine duration from 10 days to 5. And Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, tells CNBC it was done to only help the airline industry.
To lobby the CDC based on staffing shortages alone sends a really mixed message to the public, and we're really concerned about that for the employees, but also for the safety that we are communicating to the public. What Delta led on was asking the CDC to reduce the days from 10 to 5 for staffing reasons. And our biggest concern when Delta first announced their policy was that it did not include the provision for asymptomatic workers coming back to work at those 5 days. So this is really about clarity, making sure that we're not undermining safety, and making sure that we're not sending a message to the workers or the supervisors who are confused about this too, that they should be forced to come back to work sick.
The NFL playoffs kicking off their Super Wild Card weekend on Saturday with 2 games. The Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Las Vegas Raiders and the Buffalo Bills playing host to the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.